Could a virus trigger mental illness? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A virus that snuck into our genes millions of years ago may trigger some cases of schizophrenia today. That's according to Johns Hopkins University neurovirologist Robert Yolkin. He and his colleagues are studying a strange group of viruses called retroviruses, which are embedded in the human genetic code.
These elements I'm talking about are actually in between viruses and genes. In fact, we all have them, so I have them, and all our listeners have them. They probably got into our genome many millions of years ago by infection with an infectious retrovirus, but then they've been passed on from generation to generation.
Normally, these viruses are dormant, but Dr. Yolkin says they appear to be active in about a third of people recently diagnosed with schizophrenia. It's not clear how this might contribute to the disease, or even why it happens, but some clues indicate that another infection from a common herpes virus might set it off.
So we're quite interested in studying whether, if we could prevent the herpes virus replication, we could also prevent the retroviral replication, and also then the onset of the symptoms of schizophrenia.
And that could save some people a lifetime of treatment. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.